What does a Frontier Labs week look like when nobody is launching anything? Week of August 17, 2026, and across the public GitHub of Anthropic, OpenAI, Google, and Google DeepMind, there is no new model here and no new product. There are 6 releases, and most of them are labs deliberately breaking or hardening interfaces they already shipped. Anthropic's coding tool tags 8 releases in 7 days from a repository that contains none of its source. OpenAI cuts a point release on Codex, a breaking major on its Python client, and a 118th release on an agent's toolkit that still refuses to call itself version 1. Google runs 2 major versions of its agent kit side by side, and DeepMind flags 11 breaking changes in a single physics release. Here's the question that Repo raises the moment you open it. What are 142,000 people starring when the product isn't in there? The root of Anthropic's Claude Code repository holds a README, a changelog, a license, a security policy, an examples folder, a demo GIF, and an Atom feed. There is no source for the coding tool it's named after. The commit log is the tell, scroll back a month, and nearly every entry reads core update changelog and feed.xml over and over, with the occasional merge community pull request in between. This past week produced 8 tagged releases, from 2.1 to 34 on Monday to 2:41 in the small hours of Sunday. And that last one is the 197th release the repo has ever published. So the best available answer is that this isn't a codebase. It's a storefront and a complaints desk. The README now marks npm install as deprecated and points you at a curl installer, homebrew, or winget. The binary ships elsewhere, while GitHub carries everything around the binary, more than 15,000 open issues and pull requests, 22,000 forks, and a plugins directory with a marketplace file and 13 bundled extensions. If that reading holds, the number worth watching isn't stars, it's release note length. 239 ran 8 kilobytes of named, specific fixes. 240 and 241 say only bug fixes and reliability improvements. Same pattern, one lab over. What appeared on Sunday is a point release. OpenAI tagged Codex at version 0.149.1, a stable cut sitting 5 commits on top of 0.149 well, touching 23 files, and shipping 160 pre-built binaries. Underneath it is a Rust program with over 115,000 stars, described as a lightweight coding agent that runs in your terminal. The 5 commits are unglamorous plumbing, budgeting how many images survive remote compaction, labeling detached memory requests as memory consolidation. But more than half of the last 30 commits on the main branch are some variation on preserving or classifying content annotations through compaction, forked histories, truncation, and model switches. The obvious guess is that the lab is retrofitting a provenance layer onto the agent's context window, and the release cadence fits 2 parallel alpha trains, 0.149 and 0.150, cutting builds several times a day. If context is the thing being engineered, knowing where every token came from is the prerequisite for deciding which ones to throw away. Drop a layer. From the agents down to the thing every one of them calls. A client library is the least glamorous thing a lab publishes and maybe the most revealing. It's the API surface made concrete, and whatever they expect people to be calling next year gets typed and shipped here first. So, OpenAI Python 31,000 stars tagged 3.3.1 on August 19th. That's the 5th release in 8 days, and it follows a 3.0 major on the 12th that swapped the default HTTP client to something called HTTPX2, and stopped installing the old one at all, a hard break for a library this widely installed. Alongside it, named data residency endpoints, dependency updates for published security fixes, a build migration to UV, then a run of fixes about TLS hostnames, WebSocket redirect origins, and Azure authentication boundaries. The obvious guess is that the reader here is no longer the hobbyist. The README now opens on Kubernetes service account tokens and mutual TLS workload identity. And if that's right, the break reads less like housekeeping than like clearing the floor before a lot of regulated weight gets set on it. That client was willing to cut a major version and break people. This one, from the same lab, still will not take OpenAI's Python Agents SDK in timeline order. The repo appears on March 11, 2025, and tags its first release that same day, version 0.0.2. Then it pushes, and keeps pushing, 118 tagged releases since, 5 of them in August alone, arriving at 0.22.0 on the 19th. That one is almost all hardening, redacting guardrail-blocked tool output from replayable state, erroring when a non-streaming response comes back, failed or incomplete, isolating usage accounting between run checkpoints. But the beat where a project goes quiet after shipping never lands, 39 commits in the 5 days since that tag, the newest dated today, against 15 open issues and 29,000 stars. Read as a trajectory, the obvious guess is that 17 months of zero-dot numbering is a choice rather than a delay. The README now covers sandbox agents, real-time voice, 100+ non-open AI models, and you don't freeze a 1.0 around a runtime whose failure modes you're still finding at 5 releases a month. You can read the lab's differing agent bets straight off Google's directory listing. In ADK's models folder, next to the Gemini and Gemma adapters sits a file for Anthropic's models, and the tools folder carries a whole directory for MCP. Google's stated position right there in the README is model agnostic, be the framework everyone else's models plug into, which makes this week's release odd. ADK's on 2.0 now, and its README warns of breaking changes to the agent API, the event model, and the session schema. On August 17th, Google shipped 2.7.1, then about an hour later shipped 1.39 on the old line. That older branch is a wall of commits titled port this to version 1.15 landing in a single day. Many security-shaped check the host header on every local server request, redact database URLs, allow list, what the migration code will unpickle. The obvious guess is that the 1.x install base is too large to break and too exposed to leave unpatched, so what's running there is a backport program, not a deprecation. If breaking one interface while backporting fixes for everyone left behind is the careful version, here's what it looks like without the hedge. 11 of the 24 numbered changes in Mujoco 3.12 are flagged as breaking. That's the release Google DeepMind tagged on August 20th for its general-purpose physics simulator. Multi-joint dynamics with contact, roughly 14,600 stars, 133 commits in the 23 days since the last release. 11 breakages is not a maintenance drop. The MJCF grammar is collapsed into one generated schema file. The parser is built from the PID AND and DC motor actuators were redesigned around torque space gains and explicit input signatures. The XLA rendering calls now hand back the data object, so JAX enforces ordering between refit and render, and a row of Mujoco's own USD attributes is deprecated in favor of Newton equivalents. The obvious guess, anchored to that Newton migration and to a fresh Mujoco warp import sitting at the top of the branch, is that the lab is fitting this engine into a larger GPU training stack, and that the API it's willing to break is the one meant for handwritten models rather than generated ones. Trend watch, and these are just counts from today's snapshot. Across the five organizations the show follows, 911 public repositories with 2.19 million stars between them, measured by repositories pushed in the last 30 days. Google DeepMind is the busiest at 51, then Google at 45 and Anthropic at 44, with OpenAI at 40. 10 repositories across all five labs were created in the last 30 days. And at the quiet end, a DeepMind reinforcement learning repository called Scalable Agent has gone 2,720 days without a push. That is 7.5 years on a project still carrying 1,000 stars. So what a Frontier Labs week looks like when nobody launches anything is four labs quietly rebuilding the floor under everything they already shipped. That's Frontier Commits for the week of August 17th. I'm Shmoog. Back next week.